Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
It's the Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
Yeah, temporary job right now. I'm a substitute teacher. If you ever wanted to find out how your friends really feel about you, just tell them that you're teaching. So they'll just say things to your face like, wow, they must really need people, huh? Yeah, there's a shortage of heroes right now, actually. It's always your buddies that work in like tech sales or something. And I would never say that to them about their jobs. I'd never be like, wow, they must really need a washed up D3 athlete with a code problem, huh?
.33 on the wake-up call. Oh, God. It's Gavin, Katie, Kevin. Scouts around here somewhere. Good morning. What's left of it. And it's so funny, that comedy clip. Let's add morning radio show host to another profession that people just feel like they can just bust your balls over whenever. Like, and not just like in a fun way. Like, there was somebody recently who I don't even know who found out that, like, once I was in radio, just started, like, going at me for, like, what they perceive is the problem with all media, as if I am Jeff Bezos owning Amazon Prime for, like I'm Zuckerberg. And they're like, well, you know, I can see. Well, you work in the media, so you're all part of the machine.
It's like, well,
yeah.
Okay.
Every morning we all have a Zoom meeting where we all put on our cabal hats.
Did you remind them? Well, we're mostly three idiots sitting in a room. Sometimes Kevin takes his clothes off and puts a costume on. Mm. I don't think they get what we do.
No, I pretty much just stopped talking to her, but I wanted to just remind her and be like, I don't even know who you are. I know your husband.
The thing that just always bothers me is when people are like, and I don't know why, it's always men. And they say, you should have me on your show. Ratings will go up. It's like, first and foremost, I'd love to hear what you think the word ratings means.
Maybe that's a gender thing, because I hear it mostly from women.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Also, they don't
come right out and be as overt about it as, you should have me on your show. But like, if they like make me laugh once, they're like, see, I'm funny.
Oh, okay.
You should like, I don't know. Have you ever, like, if you're ever looking for somebody else to be on, you know.
Okay. No, I've had many men say, you should put me on your show. The ratings would go up. And it's like, I love that you think you can just come do my job that I've done for 15 years.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
and this happened to me yesterday, too, where people who don't know anything about what we do for a living criticize what we do. Like we aired something and they questioned why we aired something. And it's like, you're not going to believe this, non-morning radio show person. There's a strategy and a reason why we do things, when we do them, how we do them, and stuff like that. It's like, I don't have an opinion about what you do. I don't assume that I know more than you do.
I certainly don't like look at somebody else and go like, I could for sure do your job.
Right.
You know this thing that you are an expert in the field?
Right.
I've never done it, but I'm sure I can. I've never had that thought in my life.
It looks easy.
I will say we do make it look easy.
106.5
The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Thanksgiving threw us a little bit of a curveball this year, if you weren't paying attention to the calendar. And it is late. Like, really late. Which means that the Christmas season is now only 3 weeks.
Okay, if we're going by the traditional Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving is when Christmas goes up.
Exactly. And some people are not taking this well, such as Jelly Roll's wife.
Oh.
They posted a pretty funny video where she's just telling Jelly Roll, Christmas is coming early this year as far as decor goes.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm putting the Christmas tree up right now. And there are already people in our neighborhood with Christmas lights on their house.
We have a couple too.
Okay. And I want to say that's crazy. Like in a normal year, that's crazy behavior.
Yeah.
Let Thanksgiving have its moment.
Yes, of course.
We are a strict Black Friday. We put all of Christmas up.
Right.
This year, I'm willing to say, let's do it a little bit before Thanksgiving. And I know that's a little bit weird, but I think that we all need to sit in that.
Okay, so I'm not opposed to it because it is a lot of work to put up Christmas decor.
That's exactly right.
If you're doing it right.
Exactly.
Okay. So I can understand not wanting to put it all up just to take it down.
Right.
We can't start now.
I don't think we should start right now, but I mean, this weekend?
No, in a
couple days?
I think the weekend prior to Thanksgiving.
That's still only 4 weeks, though.
Well, how much do you usually have? You have about 4 weeks, usually.
Usually, but sometimes, though, it's five, I think, or close to it. So here's what we're doing, okay? I told my wife, let's put all of Christmas up.
Okay.
Except for the tree.
Okay.
And we'll do the tree on Black Friday.
Okay.
Because I feel like having Thanksgiving dinner, because we're hosting it this year for the first time, which is going to be a whole other thing. Having Thanksgiving with a Christmas tree right there is like having your angry parent just standing over your shoulder while you're trying to get your homework done.
I do have to say, though, now that you're explaining that you're doing Thanksgiving at your house, I might be changing my mind here, because having all that Christmas around you while you're trying to do Thanksgiving dinner is going to make it feel like a fancy Christmas dinner.
And it's not going to make Christmas Eve dinner, which we also host, feel any different.
Right.
I know. Listen, 916-909-1065. We want to know what is changing. So good morning, Ronnie. What are you changing any rules this year?
We put them up yesterday. Everything, the tree, the garland, the star, the miscellaneous decorations, the stockings. I mean, it looks like Christmas Eve.
And is this the norm for your family?
100%.
All right. So you've always been like this. Thank you very much, Ronnie. Now let's talk to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Jerry, what did you change your Christmas decor rules this year because Thanksgiving is so late?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay.
We will swap over from Halloween to Christmas, usually right after Halloween. We put all of our decorations in the attic, and so since we're already up there, we might as well pull down Christmas.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. So then what rules did change though this year?
So we usually don't start decorating till like mid-November. But we started on Monday, and we're completely done.
Okay, so you've moved everything up 2 weeks.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling. And let's talk to Kevin. Wow, all guys.
How adorable.
Yeah, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, did you do anything different this year with your holiday decor?
Yeah, we started putting out my grandma's Disney Christmas Village as soon as Halloween ended.
When does the Disney Christmas Village usually go out, though?
Well, recently, in past years, it hasn't gone out at all because it's buried in the piles of stuff my grandma has in the room.
Oh, okay. It makes her sound like a hoarder, but...
She is.
Oh, okay. So because Thanksgiving is so late, you said, damn it, we're diving in. We're gonna dive into the hoarder pile, move the dead cats, and find the Disney Christmas Village, right?
Yep.
Is anything else out, or is it just the village?
Well, I've been using her normal Christmas village, which is huge. I've been using those houses to build my model train table.
Oh.
This is an interesting house.
Right. There's a lot going on here.
All right. Okay. And have you changed any rules for the model train set?
Yeah. I actually didn't want to use the houses because they're not the right scale.
I get it.
They're, like, significantly bigger than the trains should be, than they should be in relation to the trains. But since grandma, it's so important to my grandma, I've been doing it anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, listen, Good luck to both of you.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for sharing your decor. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, interesting grab bag of,
you know, the holidays bring out the best in all of us.
God, you've never said anything truer than that.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Listen, she's doing fine, guys. Everything's fine and everything's going to be fine. She's fine. Now let's play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And jackpot's up to $340. Hachi Machi. And win or lose, we've got a special treat for caller 17, who is Charlie. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Gavin. I'm with Charlie and Hannah.
Oh, and Hannah. Okay, hello, Hannah.
Hello. All right, great. Win or lose, we're going to hook you guys up with some tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center, okay? All right, Katie has already left the studio. And five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question one. Australia is the first country to take the monumental move to ban all social media for teenagers. They haven't done it yet, but they are poised to make it illegal for anyone 16 and under, given all the data for how bad it is for them. Which of the following is not a real obscure social media app? Zombo, Slobber, or Holla?
What were the three choices?
Zombo, Slobber, or Holla?
I like how you
say Blobber.
All righty. Question two. Ariana Grande is the star of the new movie version of the musical Wicked, and she got bit with the acting bug, guys. In fact, so much so, she announced that acting will be her focus instead of music for at least the next decade. What movie was she in with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Moving on. All right. Question three. Olympic dancer and popular Halloween costume Ray Gun was one of the most famous competitors to come out of the last Olympics, but she announced her retirement. She said she wanted to keep competing, but the backlash was so much she can't handle it. What country did she compete for?
Australia.
Question four. Kristen Cavallari. Cavallari? Am I saying that right, Kevin?
Uh-huh.
Cavallari?
Cavallari.
She's back on the market after breaking up with her boyfriend. The mother of three says that in order for any man to date her now, a must-have is a vasectomy. Spell vasectomy.
V-A-S-E.
I can't hear that, whoever's saying. Hannah, speak up.
V-A-S-E-C-T-O-M-Y.
All righty. How old is Hannah? Hannah?
25.
Oh, 25. Okay, good. For some reason, I thought it was a kid going to school. Okay, great. Question five. The ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz are going to be auctioned off. This is after being recovered by the FBI since they were in the possession of a mobster who stole them 15 years ago because he thought they had real rubies. Their starting price is at $800,000. But the FBI valued them at $3.5 million. So what is that price difference?
They said $3.5
million? $3.5 million, and they are being auctioned off for $800,000.
$2.7 million.
All righty. Kevin, please bring... yeah, there she is. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
What a weird way to bring it up. What a creep.
Charlie and Hannah, you are on hold. Question one. You ready? Australia is the first country to ban all social media for teenagers.
Good.
They haven't done it yet, but it looks like they're poised to make it illegal for anyone 16 and under. Listen, it's really, really bad for them. Like, it's like cigarettes or alcohol. I don't know why we're not even having the discussion. Anyway, which of the following is not a real obscure social media app?
Okay.
Zombo.
Okay.
Slobber.
Okay.
Or Holla.
You said which one is not real?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Slobber.
Slobber is correct.
Okay.
Not real. Question two, Ariana Grande, you know, she's in Wicked, and she got bit with the acting bug, Katie. She announced that acting will be her focus, not music, for at least the next decade. Sorry, do her fans have a name?
I don't know.
All right. What movie was she in with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, God. Silver Linings Playbook.
Don't Look Up. Got nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, the one
Picture.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. I do not remember her being in that at all.
She's in. Question three. Olympic breakdancer in popular Halloween costume, Ray Gunn, was one of the most famous people to come out of the last Olympics, but she's retiring.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She actually said she wanted to keep competing, but the backlash and mockery against her, she couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, you were very funny. I'm sorry that the internet bullied you, but you were very funny.
Yeah.
What country did she compete for?
Australia.
Yeah.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Question four. Kristen Cavallari, she's back on the market. She broke up with her boyfriend.
Well, he
broke up with her.
I don't know. He was 24. There was a lot going on there.
I see.
He was one of the Montana boys.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's
one of the three people from Montana.
I think there's three guys in this group, but I think they're called the Montana Boys. I think they're a country music act. Look that up, Kevin.
The mother of three says that in order for any man to date her now, a must-have is a vasectomy.
Oh, okay.
She's got to have it. So I could date her.
Yeah. All right.
Spell vasectomy.
Okay. V-A-S-E-C-T-O-M-Y.
Oof. That was a nail biter. Final question. The ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz are going to be auctioned off.
Okay.
All right. This story is actually very funny. This is after they were recovered by the FBI.
Yep.
Since they were in the possession of a mobster. Oh, yeah. You know about this?
I knew that they were stolen.
Do you know why the mobster stole them?
No.
He thought they had real rubies.
That's right. Yes. I remember when they finally found them. And yeah. We talked about it.
The starting price at the auction is $800,000.
Okay.
But the FBI valued them at $3.5 million.
Okay.
So what's that price difference?
Okay, hold on. 3 seconds. 2.7.
Oh my.
Million God. Dollars.
Wow. This was a nail biter, like the polling said that it would be. And here we go. Hannah, Charlie, are you there?
Yes.
Final score. You all got 4.
Whoa. Oh. Hannah and Charlie, that's very good.
Yeah, these were harder today, too. Congratulations, though. You still got a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at G1C on November 27th, okay? That'll be a lot of fun. And
yeah, let's do it.
Tell us what we need to hear.
Of all the things we can say today, I think we need to say that we are just as smart as Katie. Yes.
Just as smart as Katie.
You guys are awesome. Very good.
All right. Have a great day. Drive safely. Coming up. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day
mm-hmm.
to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Sacramento State University. Kevin has 2 degrees from there.
Mm-hmm.
He is an alumnus, despite not being on the wall of notable alumni. I know what you're saying. He's not Ryan Coogler. He's not Lester Holt. There are other local celebrities on that wall. I digress.
All right.
That's
calm
not
down.
What we're here to
calm
talk
down.
About. I'm mad for him, Katie. I'm mad for him.
I understand.
Sacramento State is about to make another big blunder, according to Kevin. Who is the mascot of Sacramento State, Kevin?
Herky the Hornet.
Herky the Hornet.
Stingers up.
Stingers up. If you've ever seen Herky, he's a jarring mascot.
He's pretty buff.
He's pretty buff.
He is ripped.
Yeah.
And his face is harsh. And Kevin seems to have an issue with him as well.
Well,
no, he picks on me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I didn't even do anything to him.
I definitely can understand why there is a little bit of beef between the two of them.
You can?
Well, it does seem like when Herky sees him, he really, like, homes in on Kevin.
He does.
Kind of chases him around a little bit.
Yeah. Whenever we're at an event and Herky the Hornet from Sac State is there, he absolutely does gravitate toward Kevin and get a little aggressive with him.
He does.
Yeah. But listen, despite that rivalry,
right,
which is very one-sided. Well, now it's both-sided.
Well, I mean, what is Kevin just supposed to like it?
That's a great point.
Right.
Kevin is going to stick up for Herky here.
Okay.
Because what is going on?
Sac State wants to replace him.
Sac State?
As a mascot.
Sac State might bounce Herky the Hornet and replace him.
Replace him with what?
What are the details here, Kevin?
It says they are considering to replace Herky the Hornet with another mascot, and it seems to be a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Now, that is...
So we'd be the Sac State squirrels?
Yeah.
That is a bold move for a college to do that.
Right, what are we going to do with our stingers up? We can't say stingers up anymore.
Oh my God, that's such a good point. Because this is a whole rebrand.
Mm-hmm. What would you even say? Fluffy tails up?
Right,
oh,
I don't,
no.
Also, a squirrel isn't a scary mascot. Like, if I was another team and I was like, oh yeah, we're going to be up against squirrels, I'd be like, okay, adorable.
Right, yeah, that's true. And getting rid of your mascot... Sorry, you just can't.
Yeah, it's been branded.
There are so many colleges with idiotic, dumb mascots, and you just can't get rid of them. The only way you can get rid of a mascot is if it's racist.
I was just about to say that. I was like, well, I feel like there are a few of that.
And even then, huge pushback takes like 10 years to do. A lot of PR. Like, listen, guys, it's problematic that we have this Italian stereotype mascot and we call him Mr. Meatball. But, like, we have
but everybody
him.
Everybody loves him. You know, we say, Meatball,
right.
Meatball.
Is it offensive to Italians? Okay, sure, according to them. But we love Mr. Meatball, you know, like that's the way it always goes.
Right.
And then eventually, you know, sometimes the world shuts down during pandemic and then they do it quietly while no one's watching. Okay. And then all of a sudden you're the Washington Commanders. But regardless, though, there's nothing offensive about Herky the Hornet. So why would they
even
do
that towards Kevin?
Wow.
But I mean, other than that.
And even that's up for debate.
Right.
Some people are very entertained by it. But Kevin, I love that you are willing to take somebody that is your known bully and stick up for them.
Well, a squirrel doesn't give me a good rap.
Yeah.
Because I come from Sac State. So if our mascot is a freaking squirrel.
Right, yeah. Right.
I'm okay.
And he wasn't the mascot when you were there.
No.
That's your mascot.
They said their reason is because we have a lot of squirrels on campus.
Okay, come on.
Right.
All right. So, okay, here's what I think we should do.
Okay.
Doesn't Sac State have a new president?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out who that is. Let's get him on the phone. Let's drag him on to this very low-rated morning radio show. Sure. But let's lie to him and say that we're number one.
Number one.
Okay? And let's really nail his feet to the floor. Let's give him the hard gotcha questions.
We want answers.
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe we'll try to talk him out of this.
Well, and you can't just show up and be new and be like, we're not the Hornets anymore.
Right. Guys, I'm allergic, so we're getting rid of the Hornet.
We're going to be the Sac State EpiPens.
Ew.
Now, that's fun. So, okay. All right. So, we don't even know his name. All right. So, we have to start there. But, well, listen, we're going to do some research.
I Googled that.
And we're going to try to...
It's Luke Wood.
Luke Wood?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Luke Wood.
Okay. I'm glad he has a doctor on there, because Luke Wood sounds like it's one word. And it sounds like a spell in Harry Potter.
Not to me.
Luke Wood! And then you turn into wood or something. But okay, we're going to get Dr. Luke Wood on the show, come hell or high water, and make him answer for getting rid of Herky the Hornet. We do the big work here
right.
on the Wake Up Call.
The serious stuff.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Weddings are supposed to be beautiful and happy and wonderful. Celebration of love. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes... the police get called because somebody has bitten off another guest's body part.
Sometimes
that happens.
Right.
Like what just happened in Wisconsin. Here are the details of this story. And then we want to know, what's the worst thing that happened at the wedding? Either yours or somebody else's. 916-909-1065. This guy, his name's Nathan Lanzi.
Okay.
We'll call him Nate.
Sure.
Okay? This is big Nate energy. He was invited to a wedding that was at a country club. This was not like a podunk wedding.
Okay.
Okay? It was pretty obvious that Nate had had too much to drink.
Sure.
Okay? Police were called on a 911 call for two incidences, both involving Nate. And the good news is Nate is pleading no contest.
Okay.
Probably because when the police showed up, Nate was just sitting there in a seat, all despondent, covered in blood.
Okay.
The first was Nate was inappropriately groping the bride. So at that point, of course, everybody gets mad at Nate.
Right.
They take Nate and they don't call the police right away.
Right. Okay.
They put him in timeout room.
Okay.
Letting Nate cool off.
Okay.
Letting everybody else cool off.
Right.
Then at some point, the bride and groom go back in there to have a serious discussion with Nate's behavior.
Okay.
And it was at this point that I guess Nate took the opportunity to lunge at someone. It is unclear who. I hope it's the groom.
Okay.
He takes a swing, misses. At that point, everybody lunges on Nate, holds him down onto
the ground.
Tackles him to the ground. Yep. And then what do you do when you're somebody like that? You take their finger and you bite it off.
You find his bare finger.
You bite the whole finger off.
The finger off?
And then you spit it out. This isn't a wedding. I just want to remind everybody. This is why you don't hand out bath salts as a wedding gift. Okay?
Now, do you think that they knew that like...
This was a potential...
Right. Like, when the bride saw Nate on the guest list, was she like, are you seriously? Remember the last time? Remember when he tried to bite your finger off? And he goes, that was just one off.
That was one off. Is he bringing anybody? No. Are you sure? Because last time he tried to bring his pet snake and we had to say, Nate, no. 916-909-1065. Can anybody top this? Let's talk to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So what's the worst thing that happened at the wedding? First of all, whose wedding was this?
This was mine and my husband's, one of our best friends, down in Carmel, doing pre-wedding pictures on the beach with the whole wedding party. The best man lost both wedding rings before the wedding.
In the sand?
In the sand, not to be found before the wedding.
Oh, my
God.
And wow. I just want to remind you, as bad as that is, Stephanie, everybody left with 10 digits.
Right.
Thank you so much for your call.
We put this on Facebook, and Tabitha,
yeah,
her father-in-law was officiating their wedding and referred to her by her husband's ex-wife's name.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do you... You know what you do in that situation? You bite someone's finger off as a divergent.
You pull a real name. Andrea said that her grandmother, who was the one getting remarried, died on the way to the wedding reception.
What?
Got married, got in a
limo. Went to the ceremony.
She got married and then got in the limo to go to her own reception and died. Jennifer said the groom kissed the bride's best friend. Okay.
That's just somebody feeling the love.
Okay. Cheryl said one of her bridesmaids spilled Go Girl on her wedding dress, which is a hot pink energy drink.
Oh.
And Zoe said at her best friend's wedding, the father of the bride punched the groom.
Why?
This is what makes me mad.
We don't know.
I need more.
We need more, everybody. So listen.
I need more of this story.
If Katie read any of your comments, make sure that you text us. She needs this or her brain's not going to stop itching. All right.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Got a story about Halsey. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and told a story that she describes as demoralizing. She was at the dinner with a high-powered music executive and they took a picture together on her phone. And then the executive was like, hey, can I send that picture to my niece? And Halsey's like, absolutely. And I don't know why she didn't just send him the picture, but instead... she handed him her unlocked phone and then she went to the bathroom. Talk about a level of trust.
Seriously.
So when she came back to the table, she found the executive scrolling through her camera roll, looking at nude photos of her that she had on her phone. And she said, because I'm sure you're thinking like, well, what'd she do? She said, there's a quote from the podcast. I was just frozen. I didn't even know what to do. I was like, did I just imagine that? Was that an accident? What the heck just happened? Okay, so forget this specific situation and just speaking a little generally, zooming out. If you were handed somebody's unlocked phone, first of all, we all know that there is a rule. You do not scroll in somebody's camera roll.
No.
If you do that, you are already violating that person's trust. Like if somebody hands me their phone to look at something and I know that it's more than one picture, I always ask, like, is it okay if I scroll?
Me too.
Yeah, I always ask. That being said, he violates the first rule. The very next picture, let's say he scrolls one way,
okay,
and it is a nude of Halsey or nude, okay? In that situation, what do you do?
Oh,
you
my God.
Text or call 916-909-1065.
Immediately put the phone down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Close it out.
Close it.
Right away.
Really?
Definitely, yeah. Don't. You go,
Literally.
Yeah.
Really?
Panic, yes. Close.
You guys would panic close the phone.
What would you do?
I would look.
Ew.
It's a naked body. I'm going to look at any naked body. Like, so the text message coming into 909-1065, somebody said, always look. You know, maybe it would help a little bit if you said if you're a man or woman, too. Somebody said, I'd probably say, those are boobs, and then give the phone back and say, congratulations, or sorry. All right, well, that's...
Okay, that's
now you're having a whole conversation about it. But, like, I don't know. There's just... It's not even, like... It's almost like a reaction that I would have where it's like a naked body. Like, how do you not... It's attention getting.
You know how I would react? I would react to in the exact same way as if I walked in on somebody changing.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't just stop and stare then.
Mm-mm. No, that's true. See, in my brain, they would feel different because there's not that immediate like reaction from somebody else, especially the startle of walking in on somebody where they go, oh my God.
I know, but I am startled. It would feel to me the same way, the same level of startle as that.
Another text message we got. You pretend you didn't see the pic, just like you pretended like you didn't see Katie in her bra this morning. That is true. So I want to say that I would do the same as you guys. And I just feel like I'm lying if I did. There's something very...
What does that say about you?
It says that a naked body...
So if you were in my phone and you saw my naked body in my phone, you would stare at it.
I wouldn't stare, but I wouldn't close it immediately.
Well, okay, then what would you be doing?
I'd be like...
So you're staring.
So you're staring.
I guess that is a stare. Yeah, I guess that's a stare. Yeah. But I mean, it's not like somebody just said, just like, it's not because of a violation on purpose. It would be like, it's, you know, here's what it is. It's slowing down to look at a car crash.
I see.
You are a sick person if you slow down to look at a car crash, you know, knowing if it was really bad or something like that. You know, something bad happened, but we all do it. Curiosity just gets the best of us.
Okay. I guess I get that analogy, but I would still feel like I was doing something wrong.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I would feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Oh, but that wouldn't stop you.
But I feel like I couldn't initially stop myself from doing it.
Okay.
You know? No, don't get me wrong. The story with this Halsey thing, right off the bat, he violated don't scroll in a camera roll. So right away he's in the wrong.
Well, and the fact that he's a high-powered executive means he thinks he can do whatever he
wants.
That
is also true. Right. But Halsey, just text him the picture.
Right.
So anyway, keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He's gone all over the internet, which is not easy to do. It is vast to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't understand them completely, but that's not going to stop him from Did You Know?
Did you know just thinking about a bright light can cause your pupils to dilate?
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay, try it on me.
What do you mean?
See if my pupils will dilate.
Oh, yeah. Are you thinking of bright light?
Not yet. I'm keeping my...
All right, here we go.
All right.
Can you see?
Get close. You're going to have to get real close.
Okay.
All right, think about bright... No, don't close your eyes, because once you open your eyes, they'll automatically dilate because it's what goes from dark to... So keep your eyes open.
Oh, okay.
Keep your eyes open. And now think of the brightest light, the bright head beams, high beams.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's not working.
All right, well...
Well, I don't think you were thinking hard enough.
So I know you're talking about thinking about bright light makes your pupils dilate, which means, I guess if that's true, we can trick our eyes, which is interesting. I mean, obviously we can trick our brain into believing all kinds of silliness, but now we can trick parts of our body into function. Like, could I trick my heart into racing? Even though I'm not exercising. Well, I guess obviously, like if you're an anxious person, you can make your heart race with your mind. What else can we do?
Levitate.
Can we make ourselves levitate with our mind?
You could do whatever you put your mind to.
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Yeah.
All right. Could I feel full if I just convince myself that I ate?
Yeah, you can. That's what a lot of people do.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Seems like we do the opposite in this country.
I sometimes tell myself.
We are full, and our brain tells us we're still hungry.
I tell myself I'm full all the time.
How's that working out for you? Because you already had Teddy Grahams this morning for breakfast. Okay.
And you just said yesterday you're gaining weight.
Okay. Oh, well, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah.
So did you know with Kevin?
Did you know a well-traveled road effect? I read that wrong. Hang on. Did you know the well-traveled road effect, a cognitive bias in which we perceive familiar roads as taking less time than unfamiliar, less frequently traveled ones?
Gavin, that's part of your problem.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's why you think you can get everywhere so much faster than...
Like, I live in West Roseville, and if somebody's like, I need you to show up to work, and work is almost, it's basically at Douglas. It's the other side of Roseville. In my brain, I go, I can get there in 10 minutes. There's no way that I could do it in 10 minutes. Not really. But because I drive that way so often, in my brain, I'm going like, this road that's 7 miles long takes 30 seconds.
Right. Okay, so it's not my fault. Just the time that you have time blindness.
Right.
This is, you've got two
symptoms. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So here's what I should do then. I need to go a different way all the time. Ways I've never been. A real trailblazer, as they say.
Road well traveled.
Right.
Okay.
That's probably why it took Lois and Clark. Like, they asked Lois and Clark, how long did it take you to cross the country? And they were like, oh, God, it took us years. And they're like, Lois, you've been gone for 4 months. Because it was all new to him. All right. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the average person spends about 30% of their waking hours daydreaming?
30%.
Uh-huh.
What? Okay, can I ask you guys a question?
What's daydreaming?
No, what's the difference between... Why is that funny?
What a silly thing for him to assume you were going to ask.
I know. What's the difference between daydreaming and just thinking about something?
You're the expert.
Okay, so daydreaming is you're thinking about the possible future.
Oh, it's something that hasn't happened yet. Might not even happen.
Right, you have to manifest it. But thinking is more of reality, like, okay, how to deal with it type of vibes.
Okay.
So I guess one's futurist and the other is presentist.
Mm-hmm.
Or past.
If I'm just sitting here
and
not talking to anybody and I'm just staring off, but I'm running over all the stuff I have to do today, not daydreaming.
You're thinking.
But if I am sitting here not talking to anybody and looking off into nothing, thinking about
kissing George Clooney,
that's daydreaming.
Okay. Yes. All right. That sounds like dreaming.
What was the last thing you daydreamed about, Kevin?
Having a girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know why he's laughing at you.
We daydream about you having a girlfriend, too.
Well, let's turn that daydream into manifestation.
We keep trying. We've been manifesting it for a decade.
Me, too.
You won't let us.
I've let several people.
All right. We're not going to get into this. Katie and I have learned that it is a cul-de-sac to try to set you up with somebody.
At least we're circling.
You got me there.
Got me there.
All right. Did you know with Kevin? Thank you so much. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy, betterhelp.com.